Welcome to Fraser 365. We're so glad you're taking a moment out of your day to study God's Word. Over the next few days, we're doing a brief study on the fruit of the Spirit. We hope that as you listen, you'll get a sense of the Spirit's presence in your life today.
Day 4. This week, our focus is the fruit of the Spirit. Usually, we look at the individual traits or the different pieces of fruit in the cornucopia, to go back to our illustration from day 1, and we'd explore what the Bible says about each. Instead, we're zooming out to examine the fruit as a whole and how it's produced. First, we learned that the gospel is foundational. Unless you put your faith in Jesus, you won't produce the fruit of the Spirit. And it's not as if you set it and forget it, like prepping and program your coffee pot the night before so that when you wake up, the house is full of the aroma of freshly brewed coffee. You can't say, "I made a decision for Jesus one time," and then expect that the fruit will just show up. You have to walk with the Spirit. But, as we said yesterday, being comes before doing. So, what in the world do we do with a command like, "Be holy, because I'm holy," which comes from Leviticus and is later quoted by the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter 1:16. It's helpful to remember another saying that you may have heard, "You become what you behold." So, to become holy, we've got to behold the holy. For the Spirit to produce fruit in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, we must behold someone who embodies those characteristics. The only person in the whole universe who perfectly embodies them is Jesus. One of the best things we can do to behold Jesus is to read or listen to Scripture. Jesus, as the eternal Word of God, is revealed throughout the pages of the written Word of God. Read Genesis and notice God's promise to crush the serpent through Jesus, demonstrating his kindness toward rebellious humanity. Read Isaiah and the magnificent poems about God's suffering servant, who out of love would himself be crushed for our iniquities. Read the Gospels and see how Jesus embodied goodness and gentleness as he healed the sick and restored the broken. Read Hebrews and marvel at how Jesus, in his joyful service, is better in every way than the old priesthood under the old covenant. Read Revelation and see how faithful Jesus will soon come back for his bride. The more you see and fall in love with Jesus, the more his Spirit will be at work in you. Here's a passage to get you started. It's Isaiah 42:1-4. "Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my Spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on the earth. In his teaching, the islands will put their hope." Meditate on these words and behold our Savior, trusting the Spirit to make you like him.